Hello and welcome to Fan Sports Spin. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and we are back. I know I haven't done a podcast in a while, but I'm going to start getting back into it a little bit more. But hopefully you have enjoyed your summer so far as we are starting summer. It's getting a lot hotter outside, so I definitely know summer is upon us. But in this episode, I'll be talking about a lot of stuff, especially I'm going to do a little bit of soccer. If you listened to the channel before, I haven't really done a lot of soccer. The most soccer I've really done is a little bit of the MLS and then maybe a little bit of like some of the European leagues, like the Champions League, and that's probably it. But I'll be talking about the Euros as they are in the final 16 teams in the Euros, so I'll be talking about that. Also talking about the NBA playoffs, as Paul George did a 41-point game, which was crazy. So also be talking about that. Stanley Cup playoffs, we are in the Stanley Cup right now. The Canadians are taking on the Lightning. I'll be talking about that game one that just happened yesterday, actually. So I'll be doing that. Also talking about Lamar, Baker, and Josh Allen, who should get paid first out of the 2018 class. I'll be talking about that, so there's going to be a lot to listen to. So I'll be right back. Here's a quick word from my sponsor, Anchor. Keep listening. Hello and welcome back to Finn Sports Spin. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and let's get right into it. We're going to start off with the Euros. The Euros were actually supposed to be last year in 2020, but due to the pandemic, the Euros are now this year. And so far, it's been interesting to watch. We are in our 16 teams left for this. On the one side, it was Belgium taking on Portugal. Belgium got the win there against Portugal. 1-0 was the final score. So Ronaldo, this could have been his last game in the Euros, because the next Euros would be when he is 39. So that is something to look out for Portugal, as their main man may not be there anymore in the Euros to play for his home country. Then it was Italy taking on Austria. Italy won that 2-1, so they'll be taking on Belgium. Let me see when that next game is. Italy and Belgium, that one will be on Friday, July 2nd. That one is at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC if you would like to watch it. Next game, this one, I'm actually going to save it for last just because it is one of the better games out of this Euro bracket. Then it was Spain and Croatia, so I'm going to save the France and Switzerland game. I actually watched some of it yesterday. It went into extra time, so I'll save that one for last. Spain and Croatia, that game happened, I believe it was, yes, Monday, June 28th, so yesterday for me, for when I'm filming this. Spain got the win 5-3. This one also went into extra time. Spain comes out. Actually, in this game, Spain had an own goal because the goalkeeper, he was trying to do a lazy like kickback, but the ball went past him, and there you go, a goal for Spain. Then I'm going to go back to that France, Switzerland. That game went into penalty kicks. The game lasted over 2.5 hours, the France and Switzerland game. France got to actually lost here in this game. It was 3-3 ending the extra time, and the goals in the regular time. And actually, France scored 2 goals in 3 minutes during it, and Switzerland came up clutch, scoring their third goal. Switzerland, though, won 5-4 in penalty kicks as the game went into a 30-minute extra time and then went into penalty kicks, where Kylian Mbappe if anybody doesn't know who he is, he plays for PSG, and he actually tried to kick a goal to keep France alive, and boom, the Switzerland goalkeeper saved it, and now we'll take on Spain. So the left half of the bracket right now has everybody advancing, but then on the other side, we have, it was Denmark and Wales. If you know about the Denmark story and on what happened to their player, look up Christian Eriksen. It was a very sad to see during the trying to like qualify into this 16-team bracket. It was very sad to see as he collapsed on the field. So Denmark, this is really cool to see them powering back. Denmark, though, beat Wales. This game here, this one was on Saturday as Denmark crushed Wales 4-0, leading them to the next round. They would play Netherlands or Czech Republic, and Czech Republic won 2-0 against Netherlands, making them playing Denmark. There's two games today, four teams that are playing today, with England and Germany, which will be a really cool game to see. Germany won the World Cup a few years, like, I think it was two World Cups ago, and then I believe it's Ukraine taking on Sweden, I believe. Yes, the England-Germany game, both games on ESPN, you can watch at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sweden-Ukraine at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, both on ESPN. So we may have our final eight set for the Euros. Now let's go over, we're going to talk some NHL before we get into the big one in the NBA. Excuse me. The final score here, the Lightning won 5-1. One of the players that scored, actually, one of the greats, Nikita Kucherov for the Lightning, the 28-year-old, scored two goals in this game for the Tampa Bay Lightning so far in the playoffs. He has seven goals right now, 23 assists right now in the playoffs for Nikita Kucherov, who had two goals in this game. Also, the only one scored for the Canadiens was Ben Chariot for the Canadiens, who are back here in the Stanley Cup since I believe it was like 1995 was the last time. And also, the Canadiens lead the NHL with the most Stanley Cup wins. So that is something to see. But the Canadiens just did not pull it through as they lost 5-1 in this game. Also, Steven Stamkos scored a goal in this game late in the third. Steven Stamkos so far has 8 goals in this Stanley Cup playoffs. So congrats to him. Next, we'll be heading over to the NBA. We have two series in the NBA right now in the Eastern and Western Conference as the finals for each of those. Clippers, so right now I'm going to give a little overview of each conference right now for the series. The Clippers and Suns has been an interesting one. Chris Paul was out the first two games and COVID-19 virus protocol. He was only out for the two games. The Clippers have been an interesting team to watch. They've kept it close. They are losing the series 3-2, but they've had times where they've had runs. They've also fallen apart. Kawhi Leonard is not in this series so far to this point with an injury. Most likely going to be back in the finals. But right now, Kawhi,
Without him, it's been interesting for the Clippers. The Suns, on the other hand, it's been a Devin Booker show. He's had two 40-point games. DeAndre Ayton has been a rebound master. He had a 22-point rebound game. The one game has had double-digit rebounds in a lot of these games. He's also scored the ball, has done a ton for his team. Chris Paul has been more of a leader. Also, Cameron Payne had, or no, it was Cameron Johnson, had a 29-point game in one of the games to help his team pull out the victory. On the other hand, in the Hawks-Bucks series, this one has been a Giannis versus Trae Young show. Trae Young has done a little shimmy and has hit threes on everybody. Giannis has scored over 30 points in, I believe, all three games. Chris Middleton also had an amazing last three games. His last game, he had 38 points. The other two, he had 15. Bobby Portis has came up for this team with 10 points in two of the three games. Brooke Lopez has scored double digits in the last three games. Jrue Holiday has been everywhere on the stat sheet. In each of the game, he's been somewhere else in the stat sheet. Scoring, and then maybe rebounding, then assisting. He hasn't been in just all three. He's only been in one, but has covered each of the stat sheets for the Bucks in this series. Also, the Hawks. Some other guys that have came up, like Bogdan has played outstanding. Delaney Gallinari has been someone. John Collins has came on strong for the Hawks. Clint Capella, he's someone that I feel like should be doing better, but has not. So that's one thing that's a little disappointing about them getting Clint Capella. But that's really it for the series. Game 4 for the Hawks and Bucks is today, at least when I'm recording this. Suns Clippers tomorrow, like I said, when I'm recording this. And then possibly the Bucks Hawks series could go all the way to Game 6. And, or actually, right now, it could go to Game 5 as the maximum amount of games needed in that one. And Game 6 could be the maximum for the Clippers and Suns. So we'll see what happens, and I'll keep you updated with that. Now let's go over to the NFL. I'll be talking about Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield, and Josh Allen, as all three are going to get paid soon with their contracts coming up. They are the 2018 class, so that means they're going to be getting paid soon. And here, Lamar Jackson, I'll be giving you stats so I can be aware of what their stats look like, and you guys can make a decision on who you guys think should get paid more. So, for Lamar Jackson, his passing stats in 2018, he had 1,201 yards, 6 TDs, 3 interceptions that season. Not a very strong one, indeed, for him. Rushing in 2018, he had 695 rushing yards, 5 touchdowns on the year for him. And his second year, it definitely went up. 3,127 yards passing, 36 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Second year rushing, 1,206 rushing yards and 7 touchdowns. Definitely went up. That was his MVP season. And in 2020, which is last season, 2,757 yards passing, 26 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. Also in 2020, 1,005 rushing yards and 7 touchdowns. And also in 2018, he had 16 sacks, 2 forced and 2 fumbles. 2019, 23 sacks, 0 fumbles. 2020, 29 sacks, 5 fumbles, total of 7. So that is Lamar. Next, I'm going to go over to Josh Allen and for his career, see his stats on how he's been so far in the last three seasons with the Bills. Obviously, the first two seasons really weren't, I wouldn't call him a star. But here, Josh Allen, he's going to be more of a passer. 2,074 yards passing his first year, 10 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, 28 sacks, 3 fumbles, 631 rushing yards, and 8 touchdowns for him. Then in 2019, 3,089 yards passing, 20 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, 38 sacks, 6 fumbles. And then his last season had 5,544 yards passing, 37 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions, with 26 sacks and 5 fumbles. 2020 for the rushing, 421 yards rushing, and 8 touchdowns for Josh Allen. Now let me pull up Baker Mayfield, and then I will make my decision on who I think should get paid more, who is the better out of the three. Also, you can rewind and fast forward to hear the stats again and me reading them out loud. So you could always go back and do that. Right now, I am pulling up Baker Mayfield and hear his stats right now for the last three seasons. In 2018, he had 3,725 passing yards, 27 touchdowns, 14 interceptions, 25 sacks, 4 fumbles. In 2018, he had 131 rushing yards, 0 touchdowns rushing. 2019, 3,827 passing yards, 21 interceptions, 22 TDs. He got sacked 40 times, fumbled 4 times. In 2019, rushing 141 rushing yards, 3 touchdowns all the season. In 2020, for his passing, 3,563 yards, 26 passing touchdowns, 8 interceptions, had 4 fumbles. In 2020, he had 165 rushing yards and 1 touchdown. So who would I pay more? I would say it's between Baker and Lamar. Right now, the best stats out of all of them, I like Baker Mayfield's stats out of all of them. Josh Allen is a little more complete compared to Baker Mayfield. He has better rushing stats than Baker, but Baker just has all-around stats. His 2019 season was terrible, but I think right now I would do probably Lamar just because of he's been with that coach, Kevin Stefanski. This is coming into his second season. I would definitely pay Lamar Jackson first, but I would probably give Baker a little more. I know Lamar's won MVP, but he's just never been a solid passer and has really relied on rushing. So none of these guys I would pay right away, but in the NFL, quarterback prices never really go down unless they have an awful season, so that's one thing to watch out for. So if I would pay anybody first, it would probably be Baker, and I think the Browns are just waiting because this is the second season with Kevin Stefanski, and that is something they want to see how he does in the second year with Kevin Stefanski and what he does so they actually know if he's their franchise quarterback because they don't want to make a mistake like they've done the last however many years. So thank you so much for watching. I'm Tyler Finberg. Keep listening to Finn Sports Spin. Until next time.